This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's a beautiful season around our home near the banks. Oh, Ahalote, I so love the cool mornings and fall breezes. These are the days of late dawns and early dusks as we head toward winter. Fall seems to last a long time, and I so appreciate that. Thank you, fall. It is an amazing fall of grasshoppers. I think Ms. Mosquiti is correct in saying to me that this is the worst it's ever been in all our years in the grassland. Many species of grasshoppers decimate our vegetable garden. They're eating our fruit trees. They're eating plants in our little nursery. If you walk around our 1991 Marvelette, they bounce off the exterior walls. Actually, if you walk around inside, small grasshoppers bounce off the interior walls as they hitchhike inside or come through the crack in our screen door. Our poultry eats all the grasshoppers they can. I let them loose 5 turkeys, a dozen chickens, and a few guineas chase and gobble hoppers, but it's impossible to tell if they're making a difference. It certainly saves us on poultry feed, I say to myself as I try to find the bright side, the silver lining. There's some beautiful, beautiful red-winged grasshoppers, the speckled-winged rangeland grasshopper, and they fly in front of me when I do morning trots across the range. Bright red wings flap a few feet off the ground. They make a cool crackling sound called crepitation. They fly as they fly, you know. And I say to myself, if I'm trotting, let's listen to the speckled-winged rangeland grasshopper crepitate, yes. I caught a grasshopper called a panther spotted grasshopper. Beautiful yellow with spots all over it, spots on its antenna. It looked like a beautiful piece of jewelry if you're into grasshopper jewelry. I have a marvelous field guide called Grasshoppers, Katydids, and Crickets of the United States, and it helps me ID the critters that are ingesting our homestead. Anyway, like I said, what a beautiful season. Every year I can't help but get excited about the changes. Vultures, turkey vultures, start grouping up in the fall. Soaring groups of 50 or 60 birds are not uncommon and quite spectacular. And large groups roost in sycamores near our home. Soaring groups of turkey vultures are called kettles. Groups sitting around discussing dead animals are called a venue or a committee. It's true. I recently saw 40 or so vultures on a dead cow, and I thought, a luncheon committee. Yeah, filling up, I'm sure, filling up for migration. You're probably wondering if turkey vultures in this flight are allowed carry-on. The vast valleys of southeastern Arizona are migratory corridors for birds of the Americas. So turkey vultures leave, northern harriers arrive. And there's a hawk that I see over the summer, a resident hawk, not common, but I see Swainson's hawks in the Sulphur Springs Valley over the summer. I do. Now in the Sulphur Springs Valley, Swainson's hawks are migrating. Starting from southwestern Canada and across the western United States, Swainson hawks by the thousands are migrating to the southern tip of South America. I have been so lucky to have been working out in fields for a few days a week, and hundreds of swirling hawks have flown over me, kettles of Swainson's hawks soaring over me. Butio swainsoni is their scientific name. Butio, Latin for hawk. Swainsoni, for a naturalist of the 1800s, William Swainson, first of England and later of New Zealand. So Swainson's hawks swirling above me. Some kettles were low, and I was able to drive my little electric gator underneath one, and I laid down on my back in the field and stared up into this amazing, quiet, very quiet swirl of Swainson's hawks. No vocalization, no noisy flapping, swirls of Swainson's hawks. And guess what? One day, they landed in the fields to eat and rest, and they ate grasshoppers. Just like my poultry, they ate grasshoppers to fuel their migration to Argentina. In rows of trees on the farm, I found where hawks who'd flown for several hundred miles had roosted over the night, right? And the ground was littered with regurgitated pellets full of grasshopper parts. Yay. I brought some of the pellets home to Ms. Mosquiti, who is a big fan of owl and hawk pellets. My gosh, Swainson hawks migrating tens of thousand miles and flying over the land where you and I live. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.